Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for the Tears to Breakthrough Radio Show with host author Carolyn Ritter Watson, breaking through tears, bondage, loss, and hurt, equipping you with tools to execute your God-given purpose. Remember to order your copy of Tears in a Bottle now, available on Amazon.com, and receive a free companion guide.
Hi, good morning, and welcome to the Tears to Breakthrough Radio Show. My name is Carolyn Ritter Watson, and I am your host. I thank you for stopping by. I encourage you to sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee or tea, and be blessed. Good morning, and welcome to the Tears to Breakthrough Sunday Morning Inspiration Session with your host. That's me, Carolyn Ritter Watson, your purpose pusher. I equip women in their God-given purpose and equip them to live out their best life now, because God wants us to live our best life now. So welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I pray that you're having a wonderful, wonderful morning. It's a beautiful Sunday morning, and this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Today, family, I want to talk to you about cleaning yourself up. That's right, cleaning yourself up, cleaning your mind, basically ridding your mind of all of the negativity that you allow in it. You know, many people struggle with, feeling stuck. You know, you might have made some mistakes in the past. You might have even made some mistakes, you know, just last week, and you're beating yourself up about them. And God is saying that it's time to let it go. Let go and let God. Let go and let God, because whatever you've done, God is a forgiving God. All you have to do is sincerely be real. Be real about it, because the one thing I know is that you can fool man, but you can't fool God. So just get real with yourself, and then get in the presence of God and get real before your Heavenly Father, and just tell him that, you know, you regret what you did. Ask for forgiveness, repent. That means turn from that thing, whatever it is, and just never do it again. God is a forgiving God. He will forgive you. You do not have to beat yourself up. And so I want you to stop beating yourself up and allow God to clean you up. Say that with me right now. Say, I will stop beating myself up, and I will allow God to clean me up. God will clean you up. I'm trying to tell you this morning. So, but you know how I like to start the show with praise and worship. And so I want you to just take a deep breath. Actually, I want you to take three deep breaths. And I want you to breathe in all the blessings of God, all of the promises of God, which are yes and amen. God will withhold no good thing from you. Amen. So breathe all the goodness in, all the goodness of God. Just breathe it in. And breathe out anything that is not like God. If it doesn't sound like God, if it doesn't look like God, if it doesn't feel like God, breathe it out and never inhale that thing again. Amen. And so here we go. We are going to breathe, and then we're going to go into our praise and worship mode, right? Where we are totally just getting into the presence of God and trusting Him. Here we go. Breathe.
Yes, Jesus. Come on, you can praise Him. Come on, you can praise Him. Hallelujah. And God, we, your people, are going to be obedient. As you decree, let everything that have breath give you the praise and give you the glory. Yes, God. We're so unworthy, Lord, but we stand in your presence. This is the every very air we breathe. He gave it to us. We didn't buy it. Come on, Doug. Come on, lift your hands to him and tell him. It's your presence, Lord, your Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of us, leading us and guiding us into all truth. Thank you, Lord, for it. We thank you for the gift. And not only that, when we talk about your word, it's my daily bread. It's what I long for. And God, you said, he who hungers and thirsts after righteousness shall be filled. This verse just says, your very word. Come on, tell him today. Come on, say, spoken. This is the part that I love to declare. It says, and now listen to these words. It says, I'm desperate for you. Is there anybody here, you just don't want them, but you're desperate for him? You've got to have them. Sing it to them again. And now I'm lost without you, Jesus. Lord, I was lost, God, once in the world, but now that you changed me, I've got to have you. Come on, sing this with us again. This is the air I breathe. Come on, I want you to sing it with us. This is the air I breathe. And because you sent your Holy Spirit, Lord, thank you that it is. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, living in me as you are. It's living in me, hallelujah. I'm connected to you and you're connected to me. And I tell you today that this is my daily bread. Yes, it is. Hallelujah, Jesus. This is my daily bread. Yes, it is. Lord, it is the truth of your word that you've given us. Spoken to me, Jesus. Spoken to me. And if you're desperate for him, I want you to lift your hands and tell him.
you're desperate for him. Lift both hands to heaven and open your mouth in here. Tell us together. And I thank you, Jesus. I'm lost without you, Lord. Come on, Lord Jesus. We're lost without your presence. We need to have you there, Lord. Come on, sing it again. And I I'm desperate for you. I need you, Lord. Every hour I want you, Jesus. Yes, I do. And I thank you, Lord. Tell him again. I'm lost without you. I feel like a ship. Nothing without him and you'd be lost. I want you to lift your hands right now and tell him this is the air I breathe. Breathe it in.
This is the air.
Come on, he's given us the ruach breath, the creative breath of God, as he did Adam in Genesis.
This is the air.
Oh, Jesus. Come on, just breathe in now. Breathe in the air that he's given. Come on, come on, come on. You drop out, group. I want to hear the singing sanctuary. Come on, congregation. Come on, come on. Sing it in this sanctuary. Come on, sing it. Yes, Lord. Come on, say it again.
Glory, hallelujah. Yes, this is the air I breathe, the ruah breath of God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, good morning, good morning. If you just joined us, come on in. Today's title message is Stop Beating Yourself Up and Allow God to Clean You Up. Say that with me right now. Say, I'm going to stop beating myself up and I am going to allow God to clean me up. Good morning. Good morning. If you struggle with beating yourself up, if you struggle with, you know, letting go of the past, letting go of your past mistakes, letting go of things that people have said to you, people have done to you, you know, just having a hard time, you know, forgiving yourself or forgiving other people. And so you have caused yourself to stay stuck. Well, God is calling you out of that state of mind. He is calling you out of that mess because he loves you so much. This is your heavenly Father, and he is a good, good Father, and he does not want his sons, he does not want his daughters to be stuck in the past and beating themselves up because of something that you may have done. You know, none of us are perfect. You know, scripture says that we all have sinned. We all have sinned. Right, so not just some of us, we all have sinned, and so we've all missed the mark at one point or another, and that's why, you know, Jesus came that we might have life and life more abundantly. He came to save the world and not to judge the world. And so if Jesus is not judging you, then you should not be judging yourself. And so come on in. I just want to talk to you a little bit about that because I want you to stop beating yourself up. I want you to make the decision today to let it go, whatever it is that's holding you back, whatever it is that's keeping you stuck, let it go today, right? Make a resolve that you're going to let it go today, you know, and know that, you know, these things are not going to just disappear. It's going to take work from you. You know, faith without works is dead. So, yes, we're going to trust God. Yes, we're going to have faith in God, but then we have to also work at it. Work at, you know, getting our mindset right. Everything starts in our mind. And so if you're willing to put the work in, then you can have a better life. You know, I want you to stop beating yourself up. I want you to stop holding on to the past. You know, I spoke to someone recently. I do mentoring. And I spoke to someone recently who was just beating herself up. I mean, this woman had such a hard life from the beginning. And I mean, I don't want to get into too much of her story, but she ended up getting involved with prostitution. She ended up getting involved with drugs. But now today she is saved. She is delivered. She is set free. Amen. And she's struggling with her past. You know, she's struggling with forgiving herself for the things that she did in her past. She's struggling with being absent from her children when her children were younger. You know, you know, but she's put in the work. She's put in the work. She's gotten her life together. And so now she has to put in the work to forgive herself and to move on and to let go and let God do a new thing, right? Stop beating herself up and allow God to clean her up because that's what God can do. He can do that thing for you. And so I want you to, if anyone out there is struggling, if you're struggling with letting things go, if you're struggling with forgiving yourself or forgiving someone else, today is the day. You're not listening to this program by chance. No. This is a divine connection here. This is so that you can hear this message today. You know, God says that his word will not return void. And so as you hear my voice today, I want you to begin to get a mental picture of you forgiving yourself and forgiving others. If someone has offended you, you know, whatever mistakes you've made, let that thing go. I don't care. You know, there used to be an old saying when I was growing up. They would say, from the uttermost to the guttermost, Jesus forgives. And so God, Jesus, he will forgive you, but you have to repent. You have to be serious. You have to really turn from that thing, okay? And so stop beating yourself up. Stop being a victim. I'm going to say that again. Stop being a victim. You are a victor. Say that with me right now. Say, I am no longer a victim. I will not have a victim mentality because I am a victor. You are a victor and not a victim. And that is a choice. Being a victim is a choice because when something happens to us, when somebody does something to us, to hurt us, we may not have control over what they're doing to us or what they've done to us, but we do have control over what we do after that. Like, what are you going to do after that? Are you going to continue to allow yourself to be victimized by staying in a victim mindset, or are you going to, you know, listen, change your mindset, know your worth, know that, and I know this is not easy. I know it's not easy. It's going to take work, but you have to be willing to do the work and just decide that I am no longer going to be a victim to that. I am no longer going to be a slave to my past. I am victorious. I am victorious. You are victorious. I want you to repeat that to yourself over and over again while I go to this commercial break. And when I come back, we're going to continue to talk about this. I want you to stop beating yourself up. Amen. Amen. God is so good and he loves you so much.
Hey, Twin, what are you doing?
I'm doing some guilt-free shopping at Layla Simone Shop for a Cause.
This is amazing. I can shop with a purpose and for a cause. Did you know that Layla Simone supports breast cancer research?
research, awareness, women in crisis, and youth-related nonprofits. Each time I shop online within their network, a donation is made automatically with no additional cost to me. I love guilt-free shopping. Wow, they even offer personal shopper services? Move over. I love shopping online. And for a good cause, I'm in. What is their contact info? You can call 610-504-0690 or go to LaylaSimone.com.
You are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter-Watson.
All right, family, welcome back. That was Layla Simone, Shop for a Cause, where you can shop with a purpose and for a cause. Many of you know that that is my organization with my 11-year-old granddaughter, Layla. And we support nonprofits that support women in crisis. And so women, we like to shop. The men, you like to shop too. And also, don't forget that we have an apparel line. So check us out at LaylaSimone.com. Amen, amen. So now let's get back to letting go of the past and just letting go and letting God and allowing God to clean you up. Because many times, you know, when we go through these things, when we are involved in unholy behaviors, right, and unholy lifestyles, you know, we give the enemy permission to come in and wreak havoc in our lives. And so as a result of that, even after we have gotten our lives together, you know, we're on the right track, there's still residue on us. There's still residue. And so God has to come in and clean us up through his son, Jesus Christ. He has to clean us up. Allow the blood of Jesus to clean you up. And so today, our message title is Stop Beating Yourself Up and Let God Clean You Up, because that residue, he wants to get that residue off of you. Amen. And so as long as that residue is on you, the enemy will use it against you. And so we want to clean ourselves up through the blood of Jesus. Amen. And so many of you know the story of King David. Let me just tell you, he is one of my favorite persons in the Bible, King David, because, you know, God said that David was a man after his own heart. And I used to think about that. I was like, wow, that's so deep that David, King David, was known as being a man after God's own heart after he did some really ratchet stuff. Amen. He did some really ratchet stuff. Now, there are other people in the Bible that did some ratchet stuff, but I'm just saying, David was known as being a man after God's own heart. And many of you know the story in 2 Samuel 11, where it talks about how David, saw Bathsheba, a married woman, on the rooftop taking a bath. Now, I don't know why she was up on the rooftop taking a bath. I don't know, but maybe that was her thing. I don't know. But either way, David saw her and began to lust after her and called for her, and ultimately ending up having sex with her, another man's wife, and he got her pregnant. And then that was bad enough. So it was bad enough that he was lusting after another man's wife. That was bad enough, right? And then he took it further by actually calling for her, you know, and actually having sex with her and then getting her pregnant. And so then now that wasn't even bad enough. So now he wanted to cover that thing up. Like many of us, we sin and then we want to cover that thing up. But know that God can see everything. He is an all-knowing God. And so David wanted to cover it up. So he made it worse by trying to cover it up by killing Bathsheba's husband, Uriah. And so, but this was the man that was known after God's own heart. He was known to be a man after God's own heart. And so I look at myself as a woman after God's own heart, because I know that God, Scripture tells us that God is no respecter of persons. And so if David was a man after God's own heart, then I am a woman. I consider myself to be a woman after God's own heart. After all the mistakes I may have made in my life, God has forgiven me. And he knows that, you know, I have turned away from those things. He knows, like, where my heart really is. He knows, like David, I really have a heart to serve him. David had a heart to serve God. And even when he messed up, he had no problem repenting. He had no problem with getting into the presence of God and asking for forgiveness. And that's going to take me to Psalm 51:7. Psalm 51:7, you want to go there with me. It says, clean me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. That was the New International Version. And then the New Living Translation says, purify me from my sins, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. And the New American Standard Version says, purify me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. And so God can just wash you and clean you up from all that residue that's on you, from some of that mess that you've been in, from some of that ratchetness that you have lived out, right? God wants to clean you up so there's no more residue, but you have to repent. You have to turn from that thing. Amen. And so the Bible mentions hyssop several times, and mostly in the Old Testament. You know, in Leviticus, God commanded his people to use hyssop in the ceremonial cleansing of people, you know, in that time. And so in one example, God tells the priest to use hyssop to together with cedar wood, right? Scarlet yarn and the blood of a clean bird to sprinkle a person recently healed from a skin disease. Most likely it was leprosy in that time, right? And this act would ceremonially cleanse the formerly diseased person and allow him or her to re-enter the camp. And you can find that in Leviticus 14, 1 through 7. And so the same method was used to purify a house that had previously contained, you know, mold. That's in Leviticus 14, 33. And so David is praying, you know, he's repenting, and he's going to God, and he's just saying, listen, you know, Father, cleanse me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. And so you need to get into the presence of God and begin to pray and say, God, just cleanse me, clean me up from my past. Hallelujah, clean me up. Get rid of this residue. I no longer want to, you know, live like this. I want to be clean. I want to be purified so that I can live in right relationship with you, so that I can carry out my God-given purpose and my God-given assignment on this earth. Because trust me, God still wants to use you. He still wants to use you. He still has a plan and a purpose for you. So don't think that God cannot use you. He can use you, and he wants to use you. But you got to get rid of that. Get rid of that residue. Get rid of that residue. Amen, because it's that residue that is an open door for the enemy to come back in and reap havoc. And that's why you continue to have, you know, certain feelings and certain urges. You know, because the enemy's calling you back out. He's calling you back out into that thing. And so you want to resist the devil so that he will flee, as the scripture tells us, to resist the devil and he will flee. And so I want you to resist him today. Amen. And just watch your thoughts. Watch your thoughts, right? Because what you think about, you will be about. What you think about, you will be about, you will become. Whatever we give our attention to the most, whether it's wanted or unwanted, that thing grows. It grows. If you focus on happiness, if you focus on the Lord, if you focus on joy and satisfaction, you'll experience more of that. In the same way, if you focus on negativity, if you focus on your past and your past mistakes, if you focus on pain, regret, and guilt, you'll experience more of that. So what are you focused on today? What are you thinking about today? Think on these things. And I want to give you some things to think about because, like, Scripture actually tells us what we should think about, right? What we should think about. You should think about where's my scripture here? Oh, I lost my scripture. Think on these things. And Philippians 4:8, many of us, this is a familiar scripture to most of us. It says, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, you know, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, it goes on to say, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. And so watch what you're thinking about, because whatever you think about, you will bring about. I know that I'm a very visual person, and so I'm very careful with the things that I look at, the things that I focus on, because, you know, I'm telling you, the mind is a very powerful thing. And then there's another version that says, finally, brothers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any moral excellence, and if there is any praise, dwell on these things. And so what are you dwelling on? What are you dwelling on? Because what you dwell on, you will become. What you dwell on will be drawn to you. So what are you dwelling on? Watch what you think about. Watch what you think about. Watch your words. You hear me say that all the time. Your words have power. Words are a seed. So whatever you're saying will grow. Watch what you say, because you will have what you say. Amen? And so I want you to begin to allow God to do a work in you. Whatever is in the past, leave it in the past and move on. Stop beating yourself up and let God clean you up. And you know, and David, I was talking about King David, you know, I mean, he look at what he did with Bathsheba. You know, he got her pregnant. Okay, she was a married woman. Then he had a nerve to kill her husband, right? And then, you know, he had a nerve, but then he had enough sense to know that he needed to get into the presence of God and ask for forgiveness. You know, and then also, you know, he even talked about, you know, I love Psalms. I do love Psalms, where he asked God to create in him a clean heart and renew a right spirit in him. Create in me, God, a clean heart and renew a right spirit in me. And so right now I'm just going to pray us out, and I want you to be encouraged. I want you to stop beating yourself up and allow God to clean you up. Father God, I thank you for this time, Lord God. Hallelujah. I thank you for your presence, Lord God. I thank you that you are a forgiving God and that we do not have to beat ourselves up for our past mistakes, Lord God. Hallelujah. Lord God, I ask that you will create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us, Lord God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, that you are a forgiving God. And as we turn from those things, Lord God, that have left residue on us, Lord God, we are trusting you to clean us up, make us whiter than snow, Lord God. We trust you today. We praise you today. We honor you today, God. We give you glory today. And, Lord God, I pray above all things that everyone under the sound of my voice will prosper, will be in health, even as their soul prospers in Jesus' name, as it says in 3 John. I thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. I praise you. I love you, Daddy, with all my heart. And I call it all done in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. I pray that you were inspired and blessed by today's show. Please share it out. That's what I love about this on demand. You might have missed me live, but guess what? You can come back and catch the recording, right? So share it with somebody that may be struggling with getting over their past and thinking that God is not going to forgive them. God is a forgiving God. He will forgive his sons. He will forgive his daughters, right? You belong to him. That is your daddy, amen? And so I pray that you are blessed. I will see you next week. And, ladies, don't forget to join me on Facebook in our private Facebook group. Amen. Okay, so you know how I like to go out with Howard Hewitt. Amen. Here we go. I will see you next week. Have a blessed and marvelous week. God bless. See you next time.
Goodbye for now. We'll have our second time around. But before you go, there's something I'd like to say. Everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. He's in our lives every day. He's right there when we call. Where my strength lies, I lift my eyes beyond the sky. Only He can save my life, and only He can hear my cry. I wanna thank You, God, for giving me one more chance to raise my voice and to sing Your praise. I sing it out loud. I sing it all day.
You are listening to the Tears to Breakthrough Inspiration Session with Carolyn Ritter-Watson.